This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
9:41, 19 till 10, Tommy Tucker, WWL, making our way through this Wednesday morning. Matt Jewell joins us now, president of St. Charles Parish. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing good, Tommy. Thanks for having me this morning.
Thanks for taking the time. I know you're a policy guy. Let's talk about rolling back millages to a 30-year low. That doesn't happen often, does it?
No, we're really proud of the work that we've been able to do over the past 5 years. Not only myself, our assessor, the sheriff, our school district, and all of the other taxing bodies in St. Charles Parish. For the past 5 years, we've taken the opportunity as the tax roll grows, as the parish grows in value, to roll that millage rate down. We've been able to cut over 17 mills from our all-time high of about 119 mills down to, 100 mills and change. And we want to keep that momentum going forward.
So the easiest thing in the world would have been to keep the millage where it is and just spend the money that you had, right? I mean, that's what some governments would do, but that's not the way you look at it.
No, look, if you look at how much money we've saved the taxpayers in the parish over the last 5 years, it's $100+ million that has stayed in the economy. And we believe that private citizens, private businesses know how to spend that money best, better than government. And we know how easy it is. We see it at the federal level. When they get more money, they figure out a way to spend it. And we want to make sure that we are staying fiscally accountable to our people, but also keeping the millage rate at a responsible level that allows us to continue to providing the really high-quality services that we have in St. Charles Parish.
How did you manage to do that and not cut services?
Well, so as the parish has grown, we've reduced the millage rates. We've done it in a way that allows us to keep the revenue somewhat stable and account for inflation. As we know, after 2020, inflation hit everybody. It hits parish governments and taxing authorities, sometimes unequally. Sometimes we see a little bit more of an inflation depending on the type of work we're doing, like construction. So we've been able to do it to where we've maintained, kind of our revenues, but rolled back enough to be able to start giving relief to our residents. And as we saw after COVID, the amount of increase in value in residential properties and businesses across the nation, we knew we had to do something to really help kind of give some relief. I know, I can't control insurance rates on homeowners insurance, but we can work with our taxing bodies to give relief on this side. So that's what we're doing, and we're committed to continuing to rolling that back.
I'm looking at this press release. 5 consecutive years, St. Charles Parish School Board's made decisions that both eased the burdens on taxpayers and upheld the excellence of the school system. Do you know what those actions were?
Yeah, so we issued a joint press release because the 3 major taxing bodies, the parish, the school board, and the sheriff's office, have all worked very collaboratively to be able to make these reductions together. So that reduction in over 17 mills of property tax has been the collective work of all of our taxing bodies. And we've worked really closely with our assessor, Tab Troxler, who has helped us, analyze these numbers and figure out what we can do, what we can't do, and get this down. And look, it's a over 30-year low. It hasn't been this low since 1992. Like I said, we're committed to keeping that going. We think it's a great thing to be able to do this.
I'm trying to understand this, Matt. I'm not the policy guy that you are, but the budgets have remained the same, and this is because of increased revenue from growth, or the budgets have decreased, like when it comes to school board, sheriff, et cetera?
Sure. The growth came from the overall millage, or the overall value of the parish. So as new companies have invested, as you know, St. Charles Parish is very industrial heavy. Mm-hmm. So we've seen a lot of investment in the industries within St. Charles Parish. We have a lot of industries looking to come to St. Charles Parish, and we believe that's because coming to St. Charles Parish, when you look regionally at all the other parishes, we have the lowest millage rate in the entire region now, whereas we used to be on somewhat of the same level as parishes like St. John and Lafourche and Jefferson. Now we are 20% below those parishes. So not only is it the investment of existing companies and industries here, it's also the expiration of tax exemptions from some of those same industries. So you would see under the expiration of those tax exemptions a windfall to the parish. So instead of taking that windfall through all these through all of our taxing bodies and figuring out ways to spend it, we've said let's be fiscally accountable to the residents and give that money back, keep it in the economy for people to make those investments themselves, and let's try to keep what we're doing here stable but being able to grow into the future. So we look at it every year and we make adjustments each year.
So is it a point of carefully managing the resources when it comes to school board? Did they cut the budget, or is the budget the same and it just, you can roll the millage back because more is coming in?
So I think, yeah, more is coming in, so they're able to cut the budget. I think their budget has remained somewhat flat. I think they actually did see a reduction in revenue this past year. So they've actually gone further and been able to cut more revenue than they would have had last year. So, yes, I mean, if you look at it, they have a very healthy budget. I know they work very closely with us. We have done a lot with getting federal grants. We've done a lot with getting state money, money from CPRA to help us do our projects to stretch them further. And that has,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Has really resulted in a lot of success when it comes to that.
I may have, I might remember Hurricane Francine. I don't know. But it got, here's the deal, Matt. Like you, a hurricane, you know, is when we work. So it's just a blur of mattresses and sleeping on the floor and working. And the Francine got knocked out by the snowstorm because I was here for that. But tell me about Francine and what it did a year ago to St. Charles Parish.
Yeah, Francine kind of had a similar path for us as as Hurricane Ida. So when it got onto land right out, like when it was getting over Lafourche Parish, yeah. It actually stalled. And because of the direction these storms turn, they tend to wobble eastward. That caused the storm to wobble towards St. Charles Parish. And as it stalled, it dumped about 9 inches of rain on us in about an hour and a half, 2 hours. So we had some flooding from that storm. But it was a bad storm. We lost power and, you know, we were able to recover quickly. Obviously, it was not Hurricane Ida. But look, we have some great investment that's happened in St. Charles Parish when it comes to, just storm protection, whether it's levee protection or drainage, over $100 million in the last 5 years that I've been in office towards flood protection. And we've seen a significant, significant reduction in the amount of homes that have flooded. And we have great data going back about 20 or 30 years with similar rain events. And so we're able to see what has been working and where we still need to put that money in. But, you know, just recently we broke ground on 2 pump stations for the community of Muntz on the west side of St. Charles Parish. 2 pump stations under construction simultaneously. That's a $33 million investment in that community and is going to provide permanent pumping capacity. So a lot of great stuff happening. A lot of the stuff that we saw in Francine where we had water standing is not going to happen in the future because of the investments we're making. And we're proud to be able to do that all while lowering that millage rate to a 30-year low.
Real quick, Matt, you got to look 5-10 years down the line. I know you were able to roll it back, but the parish has enough reserve. Should something happen again, or are you in a position where you would have to roll it forward again? You understand what I'm saying? As a leader, I'm just wondering how you navigate those waters.
No, that's a great question, and we always are looking at that and always analyzing, you know, future growth. And I think that we are in a healthy position right now. You know, every year we have a balanced budget. We mandate a balanced budget, and that's what we present to our parish council every year. So we don't ever get ourselves overly in debt. And have to tie up all that money that can go towards operating or capital improvements towards debt service. But we believe with the new investments on the horizon that are coming to St. Charles Parish, and that the fact that we get to analyze this millage rate each year, that's going to allow us to be able to stay in a healthy position moving forward.
And we got 60 seconds. Speak to those new things coming to St. Charles Parish, please.
Well, we have a couple of industries looking to come here, you know, blue ammonia, which is going to be the next generation of fuel source. We're in the process of talking to a steel company that wants to manufacture steel here along the river in St. Charles Parish. We're going to be getting some new electrical generation to support projects like Meta coming to industrial zones in St. Charles Parish. So a lot of good stuff on the horizon. And we believe because we have that low millage rate that people are going to want to move here. We're going to have businesses that are going to want to move here because when you're looking at the region, we're 20% lower right off the top.
Seems to me like you're getting it done. Thank you, Matt. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Tommy.
You bet. Matt Jewell, president of St. Charles Parish. We'll take a break, find out what Newell's got planned for us when we come back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.